loveless Christianity is religion. It's where you go and what you do on Sunday. You go to church. A building, rigid, immovable, cold, unfeeling. Everything done by rote, no emotion, no connection, get it over with, no relationship with God or anyone else. If, like Ahimaaz, we run without a message or run with a message like this, we will produce dry, lifeless, loveless converts. Souls who've never truly been touched by the gospel because we haven't been touched first. Everything will be done by the book, rules. As we discovered, there are still rules in the life of grace and faith, but those rules are not burdensome because they're written on our hearts with the loving finger of our God himself by the agent of the Holy Spirit. We will always reproduce after our kind. Seed does that. You don't sow potatoes and reap rhubarb. What and how we sow, we've touched on before, we will surely reap. When we're in a relationship, a living, loving relationship with our living head, we love because we are loved. We forgive because we are forgiven. We don't want the people who have treated us so shabbily to reap that in their lives. We really don't want that. Our love towards them is too great to want them to suffer such a treatment as they meted out to us. With the measure we meet, it will be measured to us. That's somewhere in the Sermon on the Mount too. So we plead with God, don't lay this sin to their charge, and pray blessing on them. We release them from any debt we thought they owed us. We don't need their apology. We'll probably need their forgiveness for our attitude soon. We are getting increasingly sensitive to what happens inside us. Our God consciousness is rising. When we're vindicated, there's no joy in it because we weren't looking for it. And we hardly notice it when it comes, if we notice it at all. We don't need it. We're complete in him. Everything he has is ours and we know it, and we pass it on. Good news always travels fast. This news is beyond good. It's amazing. It makes you marvel, astonished. Just as it was when Jesus walked around, they were amazed, they marvelled, they were astounded. Everywhere we go, no one is safe from a blessing. Our footsteps leave puddles of water. Goodness, you know, is the hallmark of every disciple. Whether we are with our fellow believers or out in the world, we're a visual aid to everyone around us. They may not read their Bibles, but they read their Christians. The kingdom of God can't be contained. It's present everywhere we walk, in the faith and goodness of God and in the unforced rhythms of grace. Lovely, loving, not loveless. That's us.